All of this is true. You can't make this up.
I did ask Jeff to demonstrate his technique later on, and I gotta say, being on the receiving end of that...
Joe Pickles is a hell of a customizer.
Gonna fly now!
Joe Cousins does not condone the shooting of naked people.
Yeah, look, didn't they? Leotard? I don't know.
It says kill car. Pissed me off.
Who's kill car?
I love you so much.
Go ahead, you
I don't even know how to love you harder without you turning around.
Wait, you say it, robot.
It's just a head on a stick.
Nuzzle up in these titties.
Wait, is the custom contest over?
I'm trying to go get some whiskey. If anyone wants to try to do body shots off of Starbucks' belly...
JoeCustoms.com is the home of the world's premier G.I. Joe customizing website. Its purpose... to learn, improve, share, entertain, and showcase the work of the customizing community wherever and whenever possible to whomever shows interest. And also to Cobra. Okay, we will help the community wherever there's customizing. That's what they say. Joe Customs is there. It hurts me to say this. Yo, Joe!
Oh, I'm sorry. Intros again. Hi, I'm P-Love, and this podcast recording better save this time.
Hi, this is Dennis, also known as Dr. Benny.
This is Joe Michael 70, also known as that one guy.
This is Joe Zarr, a.k.a. Mike. Greetings,
customizers.
This is Matt, a.k.a. Hypno Hustler. And as you may or may not be able to tell, this recording has not been going as smooth as we would like.
This is Bucky.
I don't talk much.
The cat agrees.
Yeah.
And this is Mr. Bigglesworth.
Well, anyway, I'm about to send you guys the photo of this year's version of Chupacabra.
Okay.
I call it Savage Tiger. Thanks, Matt.
No problem.
Actually, what's really funny is... So we're standing around, and there's a bunch of Joe Customs guys by the door, and we're all like, you know, this is a disaster, and, you know, we're all watching Rome burn and all that kind of stuff. But I looked at everybody, and I said, okay, if anybody from Joe Customs wins a prize, the rest of us are going to do the Rocky song. And they call third place in the small diorama, and Hypno wins, and he's walking up, and me and Silent Master are all like, dun, 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 you know, and it was awesome. And then all of a sudden, I win second place. And I look around, and there's only Jeremy do the Rocky song. And he's like, yeah, good job. And I'm like, no, the Rocky song. So I'm walking up, and nobody's doing the Rocky song. So I'm doing the Rocky song in my head, right? And apparently, when Savage said my name, he must have thrown up in his mouth a little bit and messed up my last name. And I didn't hear that because, you know, dun, 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 dun. So anyway... Yeah, Ace was sitting up at one of the front tables. He was like, oh, Jeff, man, I didn't even realize he was talking about you until you got up here and turned around.
Yeah, he said your name wrong, like, twice. I don't even remember exactly what he said, but, yeah, he mangled it.
Are you sure you...
Your name, too. Well, that was kind of all my names.
Are you sure he actually called you? Maybe he was like, Joe Mickles? And, like, Joe Mickles didn't even get his award because some other schmuck ran up there and took it.
So, Joe Mickles, 70 schmuck.
Joe Mickles is a hell of a customizer.
By that time, I was already at the
gonna fly now
part of the song.
I was totally wondering the same thing, though. Did you really win, Jeff? Are you sure that you won?
There was a ribbon by it the next day, so I guess he did. Hey, got a participant ribbon.
Who wants to talk about their favorite Joe Michaels story about the convention?
Aaron?
Like Jeff does.
I can't confirm or deny that the naked man outside my room was Joe Michaels or not. I didn't get a good look at him. I tried not to get a good look at him.
You'll never eat Tic Tacs again.
Yeah. So, on Saturday night, I leave the, whatever that was, debacle of a trivia game thing. I hung out for a little bit, and then I like to get up kind of early, so I go back to my room, and it's, I think it's like 11, sometime around then, and I can't fall asleep, so then I start opening up the configures, and I'm going through them, and it sounded like kids running down a hallway, and I thought it was teenagers or something, and then I started hearing thumping, like really loud thumping, like banging on doors, like, what the hell is going on? And then I'm like, well, I wonder if it's the guys, and then I'm like, no, they don't know what room I'm in or what floor I'm on. And then it got really loud. Somebody was literally banging on my door, like really, really hard. So I'm like, what the hell? So I peek out the window, or not the window, the peephole, and there's this like 40-some-year-old guy with no clothes on, just naked. He's banging on my door, and I'm like, oh my God, what the hell's going on? And then he turns around, and he goes to the other door, and he starts trying to kick it in. And then he turns around and starts trying to kick mine. And I was getting scared, and I had my gun, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to shoot this naked guy. He might be Joe Michaels, I don't know. And then
that's the first time.
Yeah. It gets quiet. I'm scared. I'm like, okay, what the hell is that? So then I finally get over to the phone, and I dial down to the desk. I'm like, you guys got a naked guy running around. And they're like, oh, well, okay. It's quiet. And so I kind of peek out my door to see where the naked guy went, and he's down at the other end of the hallway bumping the ground. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is really weird. And then the security guard comes around the corner, and he's looking at me, peeking out my door, and I don't know if he thought I was the naked guy. So I just started pointing in the hall, and then he turns around and sees the naked guy on the floor. And he yelled at him. And he said, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm drunk. He's like, well, obviously you're drunk. He's like, what room are you supposed to be in? And he's like, 526. And he had like an English accent. 526. And the guy's like, you're on the 7th floor. Get up. And then they took the naked guy away. And then I texted P-Love, and I was scared. He told me that he would text Jeff and tell him to leave me alone. So. That was my highlight of JoeCon, I guess, was the naked man.
Was it a tall man with really big hair?
No, it wasn't. I know who that guy is. And I actually talked to that guy. No, this guy, I don't think he had anything to do with the convention there. I don't know who he was.
Simon from Australia, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was that guy. I mean, if I saw the guy again, I wouldn't recognize him anyway, so he had clothes on, but no, I don't know who he was.
So where were you looking?
What's that?
Where were you looking for identifying marks at?
I never want to see anything like that again. It was like a really bad, it reminded me of high school or something, except with old dudes.
What high school did you go to?
One of the hairy old men, I guess. That was an interesting experience. That was my Saturday night. After that, I went to bed, and we'll never talk about
that. Still all night.
So had you shot the naked guy, would you have pulled him into your room to, like, make a better story?
No, I was waiting for him to kick my door in, and then I probably would have shot him. And then I was thinking, oh, my God. I literally was scared to be on the list. I've never been that scared in my life because the guy was trying to kick in my door.
Well, you can only get away with killing a naked man one time. That's my legal advice for you. One time.
If I shoot him, I'd be a lawyer, and I'd be all right. So.
Joe Cousins is not condoning the shooting of naked people. Well, what I want to know is
wait. Let's take a vote on that. Is it okay to shoot naked people? I said yes.
This kind of stuff doesn't happen in assembly required. Little plug there.
Way to slip that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Why were you in his room? That's all I want to know.
Why was who in whose room?
Why were you in the naked guy's room?
I wasn't in the naked guy's room.
Yeah, but this is how stories get started.
Only the good ones.
Even if Aaron had been in the naked guy's room, that wouldn't even be the weirdest story by half that came out of this
conversation. No,
I agree.
That's so all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, the less said, the better on that.
I do remember once upon a time somebody telling, as a wingman, mind you, telling some girls that the best part about JoeCon was the surprise butt sex.
Have somebody be a wingman if they don't know they're a wingman. It doesn't work out. Especially when it's me.
I just want everyone to take note that that was actually Hypno and not me.
I don't want to get into it, but that's still one of my favorite convention memories ever. The look on those girls' faces after you said that.
That was pretty epic.
I felt bad in retrospect when I realized it was Corey and not Tom. But that regret is tempered by the fact that it gave you all such joy.
Yeah.
Still gives us joy.
Still.
What else?
We talk about lofting and your guys' run-in with her. If you could just touch on the other voice guest.
Are you talking about Brian Cummings?
Yes. What was your guys' experience with him?
Well, I think I pretty much made Lance Sputnik's year. Let's put it that way. Oh, and we also have it on tape, him doing the entire intro for the podcast, whether you want to use it this time or next time, I don't care. Read the whole thing.
I went in his line and got an autograph and was talking to him a little bit. And then, I don't know, I was heading over to Kirk's line, and I don't know what he was talking about, but he just, like, yelled at me in the Mindbender voice. He said something about, "You can join Cobra, I will get you a leotard." And he just yelled it, and I just kind of looked at him, and I'm like, "Oh, thank you." I didn't know what to say, and Kirk Bozigian looked over, and then he looked at me, and I'm like, I don't know what brought that on. Apparently I looked at a leotard, I don't know, but he was a very nice guy, and he was actually pretty funny.
I don't know either, but that's one, that quote's got to go up front.
Then I will say,
so funny.
Thanks to Silent Master for connecting with Brian and for doing the legwork on getting some of these recordings for us.
Yay, Silent Master.
Needs to be just with signature. Yeah, there's a lot to put in a little space. To my number one fan, Lance. Can I put S?
Mm-hmm.
Lance S. Dr. M. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Good.
Awesome.
To my second bestie. Beastie, but bestie. Okay, and that's to my...
Joe Michael 70.
Joe. Spell that?
Yep.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct. Michaels.
C-H-A-E-L-S. E-L-S. I wrote it on the plastic. Oh, well.
That's okay. Perfect.
For Joe Michaels.
All good?
Okay, and that's it?
Yep.
Okay. The... me, Doctor. Okay. All right. They don't give us enough space. We're going to have to take some of these Chulmugra away from them for that one. Cool, dude! Okay.
Something like that effect.
Okay.
So, whenever you're ready.
You come here expecting me to give you sympathy, to give you a little bit of allowance with what you have done? You have destroyed Cobra for the day, but we will arise again, and when we do, you will regret your actions. Spot, Nick, I am on the way, and I'm going to rip you a new one. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Welcome to Operation Mindcrime. I am coming for you, Sputnik, and I'm going to change your eye color. Furball, sorry.
What else is there to say about the convention except that Sunday turned into one big, long Minnesota goodbye?
I was surprised with the number of people. I mean, there was a lot of people who had to leave early, but I was surprised with the number of people who were also staying the extra night. This was the first year that we... meeting me and Jeff and Mike decided to stay Sunday night. Usually it's been sometime in the middle of Sunday, we're frantically taking the table down to, you know, escape from tornadoes and hail or just so we don't have to, you know, drive for 14 hours overnight. This is the first year we stayed that extra night, and I was surprised by the number of people who stayed as well. And it was actually really cool because we get a much more chill hangout Sunday night.
Concur. That was actually pretty fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Actually, we're probably the only ones that can speak to that since everyone else was gone by then.
Let me back up. You do have a couple with Simon and Nathan on a stick. Is that what it was?
No, that was Thomas O'Mahony and one other dude. One guy was in Japan and one guy was where? You guys remember? Like
Australia.
Was it Australia? I felt like it was Australia.
Nathan Abyard, yeah.
That's right.
That was freaking bizarre.
This was the first year we had I don't even know what they're called, but it was the robot on wheels with the iPad face.
Telepresence robot, I believe, is what they call them.
Oh.
Is.
You know, 5 years, 10 years from now, these conventions are going to be half human and half these robots, and the humans are just going to be the butlers to the robots. It's just going to be a bunch of freaking iPods on a stick. Going around all booths.
On a what?
On a steak, mate.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
So
say, dear Joe Michaels.
Dear Joe Michaels.
I love you the most.
I love you the most.
Now your name.
Simon.
Hey, there you go.
You're a top bloke, Joe. I love your work, mate. Fair dinkum, you. Fella. Hey.
Wait a second. Wait, translate that. What does that really mean?
For real.
It's the first time I've heard you say that all weekend. Like, last year, it was like every other, like, word.
I was really working it last year. It would be like you.
Over you.
Can I have a serious question and answer moment? Do you know that my boss thinks you're the reason I should come to this convention? He's like, no matter what you do, this whole weekend, go to the UK Dave Tree panel.
Who's your boss? How does he know, like, Dave?
Well, I don't know, but apparently he's about to love me. All right, we're Joe Customs.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And we do customs at
Joe's.
Yeah, I
know,
right?
It's self-explanatory, really.
It's really not a mystery.
That name is genius.
It's so simple, and it's elegance.
Doesn't matter what you say, when you say it in your accent, it's funny.
God blimey, mate. That Joe Cousins is a load of sh**. Bending him, I've seen some kangaroo balls before, but Joe Cousins take the bakers.
We're going to have to use like an English laser. As a matter of fact, we might even need a translator to know what to bleep out.
I've seen some bloody donkeys before, but strife, don't these blokes take the biscuit.
My favorite part is when the waveform goes, and you can see how everybody just has to laser this. What's your favorite part of the convention so far?
Simon.
What's your second favorite part?
Simon.
And your third favorite?
Seeing Simon naked.
That dude that was it Crimson House? Crimson ass.
Chris Christ in a crimson ass outfit.
I have my favorite thing that I've seen at the convention, and I'm going to take a picture of it right now.
That Focus. Works really well for a podcast.
It says, Kill Car pissed me off.
Who's Kill Car?
You heard it here first.
The guy who's going to piss you off.
Billy Carr.
Oh, he's done that. Yeah. I would never get in a discussion with that guy again. Jeez, friend.
I love you so much.
Go ahead,
I don't even know how to love you harder without you turning around.
People need to be enforced at gunpoint. My boys were turned into animals.
We've seen it in Australia.
Yeah.
I know.
Fire tornadoes, mate. Have you ever seen a fire tornado?
Are you serious?
Oh, I'll show you this, mate.
Are you talking about the thing with the fans? Amazing.
No, it's the tornado made of flame.
It's like a Harry Potter movie.
Hold on. Where's the face?
Oh, it gets better.
Is this an episode of Lost?
No, this is footage. This is what happens in the deserts of Australia.
Yeah.
When the conditions are right and they're dry, you'll get a fire spout, and then the high pressure and the low pressure will pull it up. The oxygen will feed in and keep the flame going, but you'll get a twister made of fire.
Somehow I feel
like... Wait, Nathan!
Oh, look! I'm
just telling these blokes about fire tornadoes.
Watch out, it's coming in hot!
Dear Robot, you're now on the Joe Customs podcast. Can you hear me?
What is that?
Until you watch Fury Road, mate.
Welcome to the Joe Customs podcast. What's your favorite part about being on the Joe Customs podcast as a robot from Australia?
Hot man, that was hot machine.
That was quite louder than it needed to be.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me, freak. You have suffered a sexual assault. Please report to your nearest
Did you just say photosexual? Huh? Did you just say photosexual?
I just think
photosexual. Because I feel like maybe you just coined a new term.
I don't know how much of this we'll ever be able to do.
But if you want to do it properly,
but it's here,
go down south.
Hello.
No.
If you were going to sign off, how would you say it?
Keep your d**ks dry and keep them up.
If you were going to sign off without swearing, how would you say it?
Keep your genitalia warm and moist.
Tune into the Full Force for our new Australian correspondent.
Worldwide, the Full Force coming at you with their brand new talent. He's going to replace everyone. Slowly, I'm going to get on this Full Force, and over time, I'm going to replace each one of them with another Australian. Until we can talk about fucking Tall Toys. You know about Tall Toys?
Yeah,
Australian distributor of Action Man.
All right, robot. What did you like last year?
Oh, last year we went over there and there was that the Destro beach scene, and you know we're big guy and Grenadier fans, so that was pretty cool. And then we went and we saw these Sigma 6 customs. There was a Pythona and a Globulus.
Was that one?
They were really good. And pretty much my whole ever since Sigma 6, I hated it, but seeing that, it made it really cool. And I think even Simon went and bought a heap of them straight after that.
I did. You should see how much Sigma 6 I've got at Spoon's house now waiting for me to try and take back.
I love Joe Customs and what you guys do. It's really good.
You might be my second favorite Australian robot right now.
Perfect. I'm pretty good, so I'm not even going to ask who the first favorite is.
Actually, you are my first favorite Australian robot.
Yes.
I know. I didn't want to get all in your business. Big head and all. Robot.
Just a head and a pole.
I'm pretty sure. Head on a stick, like Wolf Creek.
See?
Head on a stick.
Are you seeing Wolf Creek?
Say stick.
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 Wait.
Stick.
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 Wait, you say it, robot.
It's just a head on a stick.
Stick. Stick. No, do it again. Stick.
Sticks. Stop.
Thank you. You've been very kind.
Are you wearing pants, Nathan?
I'm just going to say, once in a while you pick up on something and just stinks. Hey, Simon, thanks for being a good sport.
The Joe Customs Podcast is experiencing some technical difficulties and will return shortly.
You know, you guys want to all get on at one time and then let P-Love spend half the time just dropping the call. And they'll be like, sure. And then I'll be like, well, I don't want to talk to you guys anyway. Did you guys just drop me? Because those were good jokes.
No, and we're recording again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me get some more swear words out. But I will say this. My favorite Joe Michaels story of the whole weekend is from Mark M. And his son. Remember Lil Zuka?
Oh, yes.
Yes, they were part of the Blind Pole. You know this story? Can I continue?
Please do.
All right. So, anyway. So they go home, and his son starts putting together his blind pole figure, and the first thing he does is start writing the file card for the figure before he starts working on it, and he names his figure Joe Michaels. And Mark says to the son, oh, are you naming that after the board guy? And his son said, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, you know, Joe Michaels, the guy from Joe Customs. And the son says, well, I'm going to have to name him something else.
Having listened to parts of the recordings, is he the one you shushed while he was playing the video game?
No. I'm pretty sure, anyway, that's not him. That is kind of funny that I told that kid to shut up so I could record the video game sound.
And I felt like I was all week, so.
We all have.
Concred.
Yeah, Concred. It's going around.
It usually doesn't hit me this hard.
I caught it and I didn't even go.
That's what you get for licking your fingers after eating that popcorn at the bar.
No, it's probably freaking coughing all over our coffee.
That was horrible. Seriously, that was gross. Hey, do you guys remember the name of that bar?
I do not.
Mike, do you?
Was it like the Brew House or something like that?
Yeah, it was like the Brew House. But I didn't know if that was just like a nickname or if that was the actual name.
I just remember the guy yelling and cursing going down the street as we were walking the other way.
Right out in the middle of the four lane. All the people we couldn't see.
Jeff, was that you again?
No, that...
Was that before you went knocking on Aaron's door?
was trying to run away from the Chuck Berry lookalike at that point. All of this is true. You can't make this up.
Absolutely. He was swearing up a storm and yelling at... I thought he was yelling at the shoeshine guy at first, and then it became apparent he was just yelling.
I think Sunday was the Starbuck Crimson Asp, right? Or was that Saturday?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Nova, what's your favorite part so far?
Of JoeCon? Drinking.
What's your second favorite part?
Eating.
Third favorite part?
Heckling Brian Savage.
Fourth favorite part?
Joe Cousins say.
Hey! I got that one.
You were kind of leading on that question. Because it's probably, like, my customs in the Chris Neal booth is probably more favorite than Joe Customs.
What was your favorite part about Hypno winning third place?
That Joe Michaels beat him out with second place for the Misery Machine.
What's your favorite part about Joe Michaels winning second place?
That he's going to come to Chris Neal's booth and spend his cash money, con bucks, on Nova's custom cast stuff.
Are you really selling in the booth?
Yeah. Have you not come by the booth?
Dude, I haven't been able to get past my own table.
You should come by. I have a little 18 by 24 inch display case. I've got some custom cast figures. I've got a glow-in-the-dark clear blue Serpentor, the Ghost of Serpentor.
Is it less than $50?
It is $50.
You and I might have to talk.
I have a pink glow-in-the-dark Toxo Zombie, fully assembled, metal rivets, custom cast. It's $50. I have a bunch of head. Did you get number one?
Who did get number one?
I don't know.
It's a dad if I Purdue.
Second place is the first loser. Congratulations, buddy. You're the first loser.
Can the first loser get a hug?
Nuzzle up in these titties.
Conversation's over. Anything else you want to talk about?
Visit hypnoshield.com for all your custom cast AREH needs. I even do some modern custom shit.
What?
Modern. You know, like those 25th crappy figures that nobody
what?
Really likes.
Really?
Yeah, modern figures.
What's your turnaround time on something like that?
I only sell stuff that I have produced. It might take me 2 to 4 weeks to ship it, but, you know, I have it in hand. It's ready to go.
So if I send you something and I say, Dear Nova, please cast this. I want 4 copies. How long from sending to sending back?
Depends what it is. If it's something that I really want, it could be pretty quick. If it's something that's kind of like meh to me, it could take a couple years. I make no promises on things, but everything that gets sent to me goes into a queue and will eventually go through and get molds made. If there's a lot of people saying, hey, I want that, I'm more likely to cast it. If it's something that's kind of goofy or wonky or one of a kind or modern for like the 25th and modern kind of customs, less likely. But if I want it, it'll get in there.
Dude, that's a great soundbite. See how you do?
I'm good. I'm a natural.
Wait. Is the custom contest over?
Today is.
I want to do it in a sexy voice.
I love Joe Customs.
My thoughts right now are trying to escalate the situation of the nudity over on the couch.
Is it guns or naked women?
I think there's a chance it could be both. If we,
I love it. I love it when we escalate to this level.
I'm trying to go get some whiskey. If anyone wants to try to do body shots off of Starbucks' belly, we're going to try to get that
I'm
naked
in.
Women.
I'm in.
Well, she's there. Oh, you recorded that.
I'm proud of Matt and Bucky for collecting all that stuff. That's all.
Word. You know, honestly, it will be hard to top who we got to talk to and what topics we got to cover. But I think it sets the bar kind of high, so it's like, can we top it? And
no. No, we need to go back to our jokey Smurf.
I think we should. We should make it a point, because I feel like more so than ever, we were covering stuff that's pertinent to our website by talking to people like Bill who sculpted stuff and having Daryl DeCrease come over and look at customs and stuff like that. I feel like it gave us almost more of a sort of looking for
legitimacy.
There you go. Yeah. More so than just being...
Wait, Bibby and I said a word at the same time. Which one did you pick?
Legitimacy.
Thank you. I win.
more so than just being, you know, okay, we're Joe Customs and we make customs, blah, 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 because everybody else does too. We should be the site that everybody refers to when they think of customs. I think that manual helped. I think these interviews are helping. I don't think we should stop at these two. If there's somebody at a convention, we should. We should go out of our way to score an interview with them.
Bucky, I agree 100%.
At the same time, and Jeff and I were talking about this earlier too, I mean, a big part of the success of this podcast, if we can call it that, is that at the end of the day, it's a bunch of friends sitting down together and talking shop. And it's done in a way that anyone who is a member or whatever else can also just turn it on and listen in and feel like they're sitting there, not unlike Bucky, listening to the conversation. Sorry. but I think that's the charm, that it is just regular people. Nobody was trying to score a big interview necessarily here. It just presented itself, like Jeff said, very organically, and you know, everyone's sharp enough to run with it then when it happens, and that's perfect. But I think if we start trying to, like, you know, we're saying, if we go out trying to look for the next one, it's not going to probably play well. But as long as we keep the core values of what the show is and why it works, then great.
You're so eloquent, you know that?
That's how he wins the big ones.
It's like, it's almost like he talks for a living.
I don't always talk for a living on my third margarita, but hey, only on Fridays.
Hey, margarita.
No, stop. I will drive to Rocky and punch you in the...
Wow.
You peaked with the Rocky song, Jeff, tonight, just so you know.
Really? So you don't want to hear my rock set?
How would it go?
What's rock going to do?
Joyride.
I didn't even know that one. That's pretty sad.
My favorite part about just, like, injecting that is that all of a sudden you guys started singing Roxette. Girls.
You're not, dude.
But look at the company I keep, right?
Yeah.
You guys ever get to the point in your life and you realize that underwear is just not a good rag to have around? Maybe it's just me.
It was fun, guys. I'm going to see you later. And,
please remove all your customs from the gallery.
And on that note, all right.
Let's let John go to bed. Make a mess.
Tell Shoe Addict if I don't get a middle finger tomorrow, I'm going to be upset.
I don't think you'll have a problem with that. All right. Good night, guys.
Thank her for her graciousness and understanding.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Tell her this one was the most important.
And then tell her that if you had a new computer, we would have been done 2 hours ago.
Word to your moms.
Did you listen to these at all, John?
If I point out parts of them.
Okay, because I played the Bill interview for Danny, and she was entertaining. So I think this is, yeah, if you want to be like, no, seriously, we're doing important things. There you go.
Oh, no. She knows we're not doing important things.
Yeah, but you might be able to put a little, you know, doubt in your mind. You're like, okay, maybe it's important. Sometimes.
Once again, the world is a safe place to be, thanks to the G.I. Joe team of experts. G.I. Joe, a real American hero.
Yeah, Joe Customs is one of the first three websites I hit when I get to work.
Keep playing. I'm just recording the sound, okay?
Wait, who's that? Isn't it? Fire Michael's car. You're at the
Thank you.
Well done. Why don't I just shut up more?